We went outside of that gym. That was way back here in the 20s. Mr. Tom George Daddy, he running the outfit gym. I got hot there one day, and I was sewing sugar. I said, you go, that time to Moonshine Whiskey. I said, go across there and go tell Madam Jewel to send me a half a bottle of whiskey. Well, I live in on the place, but I was working at Mix. So me that half a bottle of whiskey, they ain't had no gin, that Moonshine Whiskey. I took me about that much twice. Man, I started to sweat. They had to tell me, that man tell me open them flue doors. Steam going too high. It take heat to run heat. That's something I didn't know. People don't know that. It don't take cold for that. I tell you what. If you really hot and you go drink cold water, look out. More than have to have cramp. When I was working in the swamp at the Samuel, we didn't drink no cold water from the well. Let it stay there.
Yeah.
Right? Some people want cold water.
Yeah.
I see a fellow hot. I want a cold glass of beer. Look at it. I got me a big drink of whiskey. Hey man, what you doing? I said, I know what I'm doing. You don't drink that cold beer. You know, cold, too cold and chill you. I know a fellow right here, he's dead now. He had a lot of cream. Who that was telling me they had a lot of cream? It was a or you wasn't there. But how much, you fool around with all that cream on your hand, he gonna kill you. But they kill no.
Yeah.
That's right, that's Sam Theron, brother, son. You don't want that, but people take it the other way, you see. You're hot, I want some cold water. I don't know if food no cold water mean. Oh, sometimes I drink, but I don't care about it. That's all.
Huh.
That's
yeah, I hear people say that. Cold water's not good for you.
Cold water ain't good for a man hot. It ain't. Of course, it don't do some of them nothing. But it's dangerous. I know what I'm talking about. And that's the old folk. You never see them old folk drink no hot water. They got the water in the, cold water. They got the water in the jug. They go home, we used to get out in that river there. Go way out there, wave out there, you know, and get you a bucket of water. We didn't come up on the ice water. And some of them old men live high as 90. Mother Harriet lived way in the 100 entrance. 105, 115. Never hardly sick. And our daughter, our son, all of them live with an old age.
We got a couple up around here in
the 90s. Miss Will, 97. As a lady that morning side, 99. But they got to handle it like a child. One right in there. I don't know if she made 100. Mm-hmm. Or a Pete Jean-Pierre mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call pure gold.
And they say she talked with, you know, the knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I was sitting down talking to Madam. Me and I was sitting down on a chicken coop. And our oldest son, Duncan, he was about 50 or maybe 55 years old. I was asking Duncan a question concerning the place. He didn't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, what that gate they had right in the middle of that, that pastor? He said, they ain't had no gate there. He said, oh yes, they had a gate there. I said, you know what? He said, no. Why that? I said, that right there in that garden gate, the baker, there. You know, they took the gate down and put the road on the side and brought the gate in front and put it on there. He said, Mama, that? He said, yeah, that's true. He don't know nothing about it. And his mother knew her. She was 93 when she died. She didn't die with no sickness. She just died with old age. Because her son told me, when I heard she was dead, I was staying at Wattel. I stopped.
Saying where?
I was staying at Wattel Plantation.
Yes.
And but I had to come by the police. Come from the show. Walk in there, knock on the house all night. Prof, come out. I said, Prof. I said, Mom died. She told me, yeah, Jimmy. She died. Well, I said, well, she's 66. You go now, Mama died in my left arm. My